I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, for years, he has been quietly seeking justice for the victims of unresolved cases of civil rights murders. And now he has been awarded a so-called genius grant. We'll talk with Jerry Mitchell in just a few minutes. But first, Afghanistan. The country and the U.S. role in it have been dominating the foreign policy news of late as the U.S. debates how to resolve its military and diplomatic mission there. Many of those stories are brought to you from the front lines of the ongoing military campaign by war correspondents. But what you may not know is that behind just about every great war correspondent, there is a fixer. What's a fixer? A native of the conflict zone, at ease in the local culture, immersed in the area's history, and hopefully speaks English too. A mix of executive assistant, translator, and field producer who can schedule interviews with the powerful and mingle with the powerless. In brief, the fixer is the person who helps the foreign correspondent to report. Today, we are joined by Dr. Najib Sharifi. He's worked as NPR's fixer in Afghanistan. Dr. Sharifi is now at the University of Maryland studying journalism on a Humphrey Fellowship, and he was kind enough to stop by our Washington, D.C. studio. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, Michelle.
You are a doctor. You're a medical doctor.
Yes, I'm a medical doctor.
So how did you go from being a medical doctor to working in journalism and working as a fixer?
Well, I was working as a fixer in the meantime that I was studying. I was doing that to make money to support my family financially. And I did this for almost 9-10 years. And this made me kind of fall in love in this craft. And later on, even when I became a doctor, when I graduated, I was feeling that I could not separate myself from this world. That's why I kept doing both.
You had, over these last years, a very interesting vantage point in observing what has been going on in Afghanistan and the U.S. role there. First, I wanted to ask, what's it like for you now being in the U.S., seeing the reporting on Afghanistan and seeing Afghanistan through the eyes of mainly the American news media at this time?
Well, actually, it has a much bigger negative impact on me when I hear about the Afghanistan news from America, because as soon as I hear about violence and about explosions and all these news, immediately start to worry about my family and friends. And I guess it's natural that the impact of bad news is bigger on you when you're outside the place where the problem is happening. And the other factor that plays a role in that is that there has been a big rise in the level of violence in Afghanistan since I arrived there. I arrived here in the States. I arrived here in the beginning of August. And at the same time, the August's Afghanistan's presidential election has, the controversy that rose over it, has added to the political uncertainty and has made the stability more fragile there. So I've got, today I'm more pessimistic about the future of the country than I was 2 months ago. And I think that plays a role in my reaction as well.
Based on your connection to the news in all of the time over the last decade, what is your sense of what the Afghan people think the U.S. role is there?
Well, the Afghan people were very hopeful in the beginning when the international force and the international community came there. They were hoping that they would help us rebuild our country, and they will help us rebuild our state, and they would help us stand on our own feet. But today that perception has greatly changed, because people see that their hopes were not fulfilled. And today they're not very much hopeful. They do not count on the foreigners and foreign forces there a lot. And they say that they promised us a lot in the beginning, and they could not do what they promised, or they don't want to do what they promised. And on the other hand, seeing that the situation keeps deteriorating there day by day, people keep asking questions as to why don't international community do anything about that? Well, part of it is the Taliban insurgency, but at the same time, we have the problem inside the government that's fueling the insurgency there in Afghanistan. And, well, it's hard to counter insurgency, but it's not very difficult to put pressure on the government or to amend the government, which is fueling the insurgency.
I think a lot of people wonder exactly what the relationship between, and you know, of course, Afghanistan, like the United States, is filled with lots of people with lots of different perspectives on lots of issues. I mean, there is no one perspective among the American people on any number of issues, right, as we know. But I think a lot of people would be interested in your perspective on what is the Afghan people's relationship to the Taliban? I mean, do people see it as this dystopic cult, or do they see it as people who are traditionalists who just have a very conservative view of the way society should be organized? How do you think the Afghan people view the Taliban?
Well, we've got different people who have got different views on the Taliban. We've got rural people, particularly in southern Afghanistan, who see Taliban no different than themselves. They have the right to fight for their aims and objectives. But at the same time, we have people in the cities and we have people in the north who consider Taliban completely traditionalist, primitive, and dark-minded, medieval-type people. Today, they are the people who have got the utmost concern about the surge in the insurgency, in the increase in the activities and the power of Taliban today in Afghanistan, because they say that if the Taliban come back, it will be us who would be sacrificed first.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Dr. Najib Sharifi about Afghanistan. He was a medical doctor there and also worked assisting NPR journalists in Afghanistan. What is your sense, or do you have a sense, and you may not, because this is the kind of area, as a journalist, many people would avoid taking a position on, but just based on your perspective, you know, there's an ongoing debate now about whether should there be more troops committed to the military mission there, and secondly, should there be more or less of an effort, a U.S. effort toward nation building there? What would you mind offering a perspective on those things?
I think the problems of Afghanistan, or the issues that cause problem in Afghanistan, is crystal clear to everybody today. And it's very clear that the increase in the number of troops would not solve any problem. And the side effects of that will be that we'll have more violence there, we'll have more casualties there, and we'll have more bloodshed there. And at the same time, the sensitivity of people in the rural areas who sympathize with Taliban will increase against the foreigners and against the foreign forces. The fact, the sentiment that they have that foreign forces are occupied, that will be strengthened by adding a number of troops, while we do not get any advantage with that. What the United States should do at this point is to engage more in the nation building and focus on the political side of the issue. We've got a government in place that's completely incompetent and corrupt, and it's mainly the reason behind the fact that Taliban have become stronger. And what the United States should do is to try to amend the government there, try to stop corruption there, and at the same time try to strengthen the Afghan national security forces, Afghan national defense forces. We've got an army that's got good capability of fighting, but they do not have good arms, they do not have enough bullets, they do not have good vehicles, we do not have an air force there yet. And we've got police there that has been completely unprofessional. And the more we focus and stress on the Afghan side or the Afghan formula of winning, of solving the problem, I think the better advantage we will get from that.
Finally, as Americans see this story unfold, obviously they're not going to have, most Americans who are not Afghani are not going to have the same connection to the story as you will. But what do you think we should be looking for as the story unfolds to see, to assess whether U.S. policies are effective there? What should we be looking at? Should it be the level of violence? Should it be whether complaints about the election stop? What should we be looking for us to sort of think about how this is going?
Well, the level of violence can be an indication, although it's not something that can show the immediate effects of the results of a strategy or of a plan. You can look at the change in the attitude of the people toward the government. You can look at how government functions and how productive it has become. You can look at the level of corruption, whether we have had a decrease in corruption or not. You can look at how political scenario has improved there, whether it's still corrupt governors and chiefs of police are being appointed there or not. You can look at the judiciary there, whether it's been cleaned or not, whether people still have to pay bribes to the courts and to the judges or not. These are all the hallmarks that can lead us to the analysis of how the situation has improved there.
Dr. Najib Sharifi is, as we mentioned, a medical doctor who practiced medicine in Kabul. He's also NPR's former fixer in Afghanistan, and he's now a journalism student at the University of Maryland, and he was kind enough to interrupt his studies to join us in our Washington, D.C. studios. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome, Michelle.